My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Adam Turnoff works over at Right Angle Sports, NFL handicapper, one of our favorites here on the show, joined us last season throughout the NFL season, and we are certainly hoping to run that back again as training camp is soon to get underway. He joins us now. Hello, Mr. Chernoff. How are we?
I'm doing fantastic. On a day of no sports, who better to call up than the guy who's always sitting in front of the computer looking at NFL stuff? So I'm glad I could fill in on such an important day in the calendar schedule for sports media.
That's right. Well, first of all, we have NBA Summer League action. Ask Ed if that counts as sports. Ed will tell you that this is like just it might as well be week 8 in the NFL season, right? I mean, for
true.
Right Angle.
This is true.
Might as
yes,
well be week 8 and our Grizzlies are next. But yeah, you're right. Listen, in terms of the NFL, we miss it. The Receiver Netflix show has got me itching for it, and that's exactly why we brought you on. I want to go over some releases that you have already, and you and the team at Right Angle have already sent out, and these are full season, regular season win totals. So let's just sort of work in order here, and let's start with a number that is different, to the good, which I know you're happy about, which is you released this or way earlier in the summer, Carolina over 4.5 wins. I believe that's now 5.5, juice to the over at most spots. People would say you're crazy. Why do you believe that the Carolina Panthers are going to go over 4.5 wins?
I don't think it's crazy at all. I think this is a team that is extremely underestimated and undervalued coming into the 2024 season. Their win total last year was 7.5. Right now, as we're talking, it is 5.5. And I think it's good at over 5.5 up to -120. Couple things quickly. First of all, I think it's a big bounce back season for Bryce Young. He has Dave Canales coming in from Tampa Bay, and Dave Canales has a track record of reviving quarterbacks that have been written off for dead. He led Russell Wilson to his best career season in Seattle. He led Geno Smith to a season that eclipsed Russell Wilson's passing season in Seattle just a couple seasons ago. And then he led Baker Mayfield to a career year last year in the division with Tampa Bay. So I think the offensive reset, getting him as the head coach and now a modern offensive staff in Carolina, It's going to be a lot more analytically focused this year. It's a massive change from what they had in place last year. To me, with such low expectations, but such a boost in coaching staff and such an upgrade at certain positions on the offensive roster, I'm very optimistic about Carolina in a very weak division as a whole, too. So over 5.5, still good with the Panthers.
Yeah, so just for transparency, the reason why I said over 4.5, it was very selfish because I had 4.5. So
that's a great bet.
I'm being very selfish. It was like I was 4.5 minus 135, which, you know, as you know, is a huge difference. But yes, you guys sent out over 5.5 plus 120. Obviously, the plus is gone, but the number is still the same, and it sounds like you believe that's still good. So certainly worth a bet. And I agree with you totally on Bryce. We saw what Dave did with Baker, so I am in full agreement here on the Carolina Panthers. All right, moving right along. This is not necessarily a win total. I guess maybe implicitly it's a win total, but it's a little different. Chargers with first-year coach Jim Harbaugh taking over there in L.A. to make the playoffs is a no for Right Angle Sports. What's the logic here?
A bit of internal back and forth to get to the no on this one, which was sent out. So it wasn't an entirely consensus wager like the Carolina Panthers were, but there was more for this bet than there were against it. I'll say the case for it was simply that the AFC is so deep and the expectations on the Chargers are quite high, especially for an offense that beyond Justin Herbert, there's not a lot here. Now, they're certainly going to be a lot better coached than they were a year ago with Brandon Staley. I think you have to be very optimistic about Harbaugh. Everywhere he's went, he's won. But in this year one, with the high expectations, such a popular side, and everybody's expecting him to do great things, just there was a lot of worry internally just looking at other contenders in the AFC, how deep the entire conference is, and how difficult the schedule for the Chargers is going to play. So it was a price that was too high, came down to the number that was available, and we thought the no was a better bet than the yes.
That'll be a very interesting one to watch. And a couple more here that I think all these are just super interesting and super fascinating, and I just love to hear your logic on them. And these are, you know, the best bets you can obviously make right now. You don't want to be making week one bets before training camp. I mean, you can, but I don't think I would advise that. You have the Denver Broncos under 5.5. Quarterback regime change here when they draft Bo Nix. We'll see if he's the guy. Is that sort of baked into the – are you expecting Bo Nix to be the starter at under 5.5? Like, what are just your expectations for the Broncos to go under this number?
Sean Payton certainly sounds like he wants Bo Nix to be the starter. I think it was a consensus reach by all of the draft experts that I trust for the Broncos taking him when they did. So I think you have to be very pessimistic about that. I have no faith on either side of the ball for this roster. I think it's one of the weakest in the NFL. I think the Broncos as a whole are going to contend for the worst record in the NFL. I worry that Peyton is able to get much out of this team. I think it's a rebuild and kind of scramble year as the Broncos look forward. And so, to me, I also see some defensive regression on the other side. They were gifted a ton of easy turnovers in some of their wins last year, and you lose some key pieces on that side of the football as well. So I think it's a terrible year for the Broncos fans. I think it's going to be a team that competes for the worst record in the league. All things under for Denver going into 2024.
Talking to Adam Turnoff here from Right Angle Sports as we are gearing up soon enough for NFL action preseason coming up, and that's always a good time of year if you are wagering. So certainly get with the good folks at Right Angle Sports for their preseason stuff coming up here very soon. A couple more here. Dallas Cowboys under 10.5, I believe that number was minus 150. I don't know what it is now, but that was the number under 10.5, minus 150. Why will this not be a banner year for the Dallas Cowboys franchise?
So we'll kind of have two tied together here, yes. But it won't be a banner year for the franchise, I think, ultimately because of Mike McCarthy at head coach, as well as a few of the other pieces on this team that seem to be in a little bit of limbo. We've already seen some oddities going into the off season where you have Parsons in and out of the team. Lamb is not around the team. Dak has been doing some travel as well. I know everybody loves to point fingers at my Jets and how dysfunctional they are, but there's been nothing but dysfunction from the Cowboys team the entire offseason, and that's kind of going a little bit under the radar. There was this push. They wanted to go all in the offseason. This was the all-in year for them, and they did next to nothing in the offseason too. This is going to be the worst offensive line that has been on the field in the tenure of Dak Prescott with the team. And there's just not a lot of depth past Lamb and Cooks as weapons. And so to me, it's just a coach that continuously gets out-coached in big games down the stretch. There's now a bit of a spat between him and Jerry Jones. It's a high total. It's a high expectation. And there's another team in this division I think we'll talk about next that we're very, very high on. So this was kind of an easy fade of the Cowboys at 10.5 wins.
Yeah, and you're right. It's a total correlation because you guys then promptly sent out Philadelphia Eagles over 10.5 wins. And obviously that makes total sense because they're in the same division. I think you guys sent that out at minus 110. What's it good to, and why are you guys in love with the Eagles this year?
That would be good up to around minus 140 if you want to look at division odds. Anything even money or better would be good on Philadelphia too. Don't see Washington or the Giants contending. It's down to Philly and Dallas. So just take a look around at your sports books if you want to get in on it. You can see some division odds and different ways to play this. Optimism for Philadelphia just stems from the fact that they actually have, as I'll call it, adult coaching at offensive and defensive coordinator this year. Last year they went through the coordinator change. We saw the team quit down the stretch. It was an electric first 10 weeks of the season. The offense was clicking, but we saw just how big of a detriment that coaching situation was on both sides of the football. Kellen Moore is in. That means up-tempo. That means more huddle. Everything I'm hearing and reading in camp so far is how great Jalen Hurts has looked, how dominant A.J. Brown has been. You add in Saquon Barkley, who's going to be a big impact. Can probably see him get 70 to 80 targets this season. So I really like this offense, and defensively they address their big weakness at defensive back. That's going to be sorted. We know they have a great defensive line. To me, this is a team that I think can contend for the NFC title. I think they win the division. They go over their win total. Like a lot of things about the Philadelphia Eagles this year.
Makes sense. We're talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports, talking all things NFL and NFL handicapping. You put out a great tweet last week or 2 weeks ago just about the average 2023 closing line next to the average of the 2024 look-ahead lines now that we're in July. And certainly, you know, some teams have made quarterback changes, which explains pretty drastic moves. Like the Jets, for example, their average closing line last year was plus 3.7. That was because Zach Wilson was the starter. And obviously every, you know, average look ahead for 24 is minus 2.25 because that's factoring in Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking, though, specifically at Cincinnati, which is basically the same, you know, bringing back every piece. And they go from an average closing line of minus 0.6 to minus 3.25 with the look-aheads in 2024. So is that the most drastic? And do you think it's deserved to be as drastic as that is, a full field goal, basically?
Yeah, that's the most drastic upgrade past the Jets, which really skews a lot of the AFC East as a whole. A good thing to kind of think about as a better is looking at where a team was rated last year. Easy way to do that is to look at the average closing line, like you mentioned, and then compare it to how they're rated this year. Again, you just compare the look-ahead average prices. A very simplistic way to do it, and you kind of say who's overvalued, who's undervalued. And typically with Cincinnati, where you see basically a field goal upgrade, you're more often than not looking at reasons why they would be overrated rather than underrated. But I actually think the Bengals still might be a little bit underrated, even with the price jump. And the big reason is because we are going to see an offensive change. Last year in training camp, the expectation was that the shift would happen, but Burrow got injured. And the shift was really driven around Burrow being under center more,
right,
that making the offense less predictable, opening up the run game and allowing the Bengals to operate a little bit more out of heavy personnel, where the few times that Burrow's been able to do it, he's been very effective. But because of the calf injury, they had to leave him in shotgun, and he was kind of a sitting duck in the pocket. Now, we saw a glimpse of what that offense could look like against the 49ers. That was the
That's one game, really,
where Burrow was healthy. Now, this year, it's going to be really Burrow's first full training camp of his career, believe it or not, if he can stay healthy. And we have a new offensive coordinator pitcher in to run the offense, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot of changes. And so even with the increase, I could say the Bengals underrated. just because of how big of a offensive change we might see. The Bengals are going to be really, really scary if they stay healthy on offense.
I want to go through a couple of things that of bets that I've been turning over, and just to sort of, you know, I'm basically going to, you know, this is free consultation here, Adam, and I appreciate
it. Please. That's why I'm here for it. Yes. The doctor's in.
This is really just for me. I'm sort of just masking it as for the audience. But I'm staring. I'm absolutely staring at Indianapolis 3-1 to win the AFC South. And obviously the negatives, you know, are really centered around Anthony Richardson's health. He hasn't really shown that anything. He hasn't shown that he can be healthy for a full year, but that's why I'm getting 3-1 and I'm not having to lay a minus. I saw, and you saw, what Gardner Minshew looked like in a Shane Steichen offense last year. They were a dropped fourth down, you know, fourth and two from going to the playoffs and keeping CJ Stroud out. What do you make of the value at 3-1 for the Colts here to win the South?
I don't know if I necessarily see it as a valuable price. I think it's probably a fair price. I will say if Richardson stays healthy for 17 games, he will be in the MVP discussion at the end of December. I think he's too explosive a playmaker with too great of a play caller if given the opportunity to make it through a whole season, not to do something pretty special. And that's going to be something that is very difficult for the rest of the league to defend. I'm really, really high on Shane Steichen as a head coach and a play caller. And the fact that it came down to a dropped pass with under 2 minutes to play in the final game of the season against the Texans of making the playoffs with Gardner Minshew, I think speaks volumes. So, their entire season, this division ultimately comes down to the health of Richardson and can he make it? And that's a scary thing to bet on because of how willing a runner he is and how much he puts himself in harm's way. So a lot of variance with that, but I don't know if it's necessarily just a valuable pick because of that upside.
35-1 then for MVP, you think would be a better place to
you take a flyer on that, you put it in the account. I think he's going to be in contention in that conversation if he stays healthy.
And then last thing, interesting little opinion you slid in here about the Buffalo offense, which I honestly have not seen many people say this, but you said even though Stephon Diggs plays in Houston now and even though Gabe Davis has moved on, you like the offense and you don't see a drop-off for Josh Allen in Buffalo. Why is that? Why do you think that they will, you know, basically be the same offense despite losing those two guys?
I really don't think it's a drop-off. I think the Bills are still going to contend to be a top 5-6 offense in the NFL. It's because of Josh Allen. It's because of the run game. And the interesting thing that's starting to come out a little bit more from camp when you're talking to reporters and beyond is how athletic the offensive line has become despite some departures. And I think we're going to see the Bills with Brady as the offensive coordinator really lean on the run game and get a lot from it. And that's going to open things up in the pass quite a bit. And really, like, the Bills moved the football with either coordinator last year with ease, and Diggs in the second half of the season wasn't a massive part contributing in that. And Davis was a one game on, one game off kind of guy. And I think they're very able to replace Gabe Davis. Diggs, an elite wide receiver in the league. Like, I get the drop off, but the way that this offense is going to shift to utilize Dalton Kincaid alongside Knox and what they're going to get from the run game, I think is going to be deadly in the AFC. So I'm not looking at this offense of the Bills as taking a big step back and dropping off. I think they're going to look different. It's going to be a different offense as a whole, but I think they're still going to be very, very effective with Allen under center.
All right, last thing. It's July, which means we're gearing up for the Olympics here in Paris. I don't know if it made a dent in your neck of the woods, that scrimmage in Las Vegas for the basketball team. I don't know if you're, you know, locked into the NFL, you know, upcoming season, but how are we feeling in Canada about the Olympics? Are we getting excited? What are the vibes in Canada for Paris?
I have no idea. I didn't even know Canada had a basketball team in the Olympics. So I honestly, I've not watched the last NBA game that I watched was the Ray Allen corner three-pointer game against the Spurs. I think that was 20. I watched that on a small TV in the Dominican Republic. That was the last basketball game that I watched.
That's amazing.
That was probably 11 years ago.
Second favorite. They're the second favorite in the Olympics for basketball. They're number two.
I'm being genuine when I say this. If you put me on the spot and made me name a Canadian basketball player on that team, I couldn't do it. I could not do
that
it.
That is great.
Good for them. I will not be watching any of it.
We've got it. We've got a Canadian on the Grizzlies. Zach Edey, 7'4", just drafted him at number 9 overall. Hoping to see him a little later in summer league action. Adam, man, you're the greatest. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you very much. We'll chat again soon.
Yep. He is Adam Turnoff from Right Angle Sports, who I genuinely believe, like, when he says he does not know, he does not know.
Which is why he's the best in the business when it comes to his job.
Absolutely. He's got his
blinders.
No question. He's
focus.
He is not trying to be everything to everybody, you know?
That's who I want to bet at the NFL with, bro.
Exactly. I respect it. Good stuff early here in July from Adam Turnoff. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Fitz will join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, Eddie Turnoff, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.